Representative Ted Budd, Biden administration making backdoor attempt to limit school choice. By Catherine Hamilton on March 30, 2022. The Biden administration is making a backdoor attempt to limit school choice by proposing a policy that would significantly change how charter schools are approved for federal funding, according to Representative Ted Budd, RNC. In a letter to Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona on Monday, Budd brought up a proposed rule that would require new charter schools to demonstrate sufficient demand in a community to be eligible for federal grant money. Budd told Cardona that, for many families, charter schools are an escape from mismanaged school systems and can cater to students left behind by public school systems, adding that the creation of such institutions should not be discouraged by policy. The congressman and U.S. Senate candidate continued, "Doe's false assumption that prospective charter schools must demonstrate a need within a given community represents a backdoor attempt to limit choice for parents and students. These sorts of burdensome requirements would never be applied to school systems beholden to powerful teachers' unions that organize against the interests of families and students. Under the policy, which was published on March 14, new charter schools would also be required to detail targeted student and staff demographics and how the applicant plans to establish and maintain racially and socioeconomically diverse student and staff populations," the policy language states, "including proposed strategies that are consistent with applicable legal requirements to recruit, enroll, and retain a diverse student body and to recruit, hire, develop, and retain a diverse staff and talent pipeline at all levels, including leadership positions," the policy continues. The proposed policy adds that if promoting diverse student and staff populations is not possible because of community demographics, the federal government could still fund those applications. However, the policy does state that those schools would have to submit a plan detailing how they would not increase racial or socioeconomic segregation or isolation in those schools. In a March 21 Washington Post report, the National Alliance for Public Charter Schools said it was unhappy with several provisions of the proposal. "It's unclear why the department and the administration are trying to limit charter school opportunities," spokeswoman Jennifer Diaz said. According to the Post, the biggest proposed change is charter schools would be ineligible for federal funding if they are operated by for-profit management companies. The report states, nonprofits could outsource particular tasks, such as payroll, for instance, to for-profit companies. But arrangements in which for-profit companies run the entire operation under contracts known as sweeps would be ineligible for the startup grants. The proposal specifically bars arrangements under which a for-profit management company exercises full or substantial administrative control over the charter school, or over programmatic decisions. President of the conservative Thomas B. Fordham Institute told the publication that while some for-profit limits are not a bad idea, the rules could end up being too far-reaching. "It looks like an aggressive attempt to keep schools managed by for-profit companies from receiving these funds," he said. Budd concluded his letter to Cardona by encouraging him to backpedal the proposal altogether. "While I am aware of your close relationship with teachers' unions, I urge you to rescind this harmful provision that will limit students' educational outlooks to their zip code," he wrote. The charter school proposal is open for public comment until April 14.